88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's After Hours. I'm Mr. Lee. And from the Asylum Street Spankers' latest release, God's Favorite Band, we heard Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. And I'm here in the Studio A with the Spankers. Welcome, Spankers.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
Thanks for being here. I know it takes a lot for a band that's on the road to stop and do these radio things, so I appreciate it, and so does the audience. They're really going to like hearing you play live, which is what you do. You guys really excel live. Live is your thing.
And we are a band to be seen live, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So on a lot of your records, most of the tracks are live. Do you shy away from studio work or...?
Depends on the record. We've done lots of studio stuff and lots of live stuff.
On the earlier stuff, it seems to be more studio and lately more live. Is that
how
it's been going?
Well, this latest record is live.
Right.
I think the one before it was studio, right?
No, the double live.
That's right. It was a double live.
The one before
and then before that one was studio.
Studio, yeah.
And you also did God's Favorite Sampler, which covers, four or five of your early...
That was a record label only release. That wasn't anything that we sold. You have one because you're in radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we played a lot of tracks from it.
Well, thank
Sweet.
You.
So, well, they're here to play live, so what did you guys want to do?
We're going to do a tune from the new record.
Water, he's gonna trouble the water. the water, children wade. In the water, he's gonna trouble the water. He's gonna trouble the water.
Wade in the water.
Oh, wade in the water, children wade. In the water, he's gonna trouble the water.
Nice. The Asylum Street Spankers here in the studio at WRCT Radio. Let me introduce the band. Of course, it's Christina Mars and Whammo on vocals and guitars and harp, and Nevada Newman on guitar, Morgan Patrick Thompson on string bass, Mark Henney is here on the drums, Sean Dean on fiddle, and Dave Long doing some mandolin work as well. So, you know, for a fairly irreverent band, which is what I would classify you as, it's a pretty paying a lot of reverence to gospel on this new record.
Well, we've been doing gospel music since the band started. It's the original American roots music, you know. It would make less sense for us not to do gospel, I think.
How does, because I know you tour Europe and Japan and other places, how do they take to spanker music, gospel and whatnot?
We've never played gospel in Japan or Europe. But
yeah, we have.
We have?
Yeah, we have.
What did we play?
We played that Rosetta Tharpe song, I Want Jesus to Walk
Around
Me. And we did it in Roskilde, and I loved it.
That's true.
And the thing about playing for audiences, well, you know, I mean, if you're in Scandinavia, they all speak English. But when you're in Japan and they don't all speak English, we move away a lot from the more irreverent, as you put it, material, because the jokes are lost on them anyway. So we just focus on the music, and they really like the sound of American roots music. So it doesn't really matter what we're singing about. I think it's more of the sound that they like.
So what I meant was we've never done like a gospel
show. Not a formal gospel show, yeah. No. Tunes scattered here and there.
Is that what's happening on the Salvation and Sin tour? Yes, is that?
Yeah, the first part is Salvation and the second part is Sin.
Which do you prefer, Salvation or Sin?
What do you think?
Why don't you tell me? I want to hear from your own lips.
Me personally, I love doing gospel music. I love the rhythms, I love the harmonies, I love the call and response stuff. It's like I said, it's the genesis of all American music. I like our other stuff too. It's cool to have a show that's kind of broken up into two different feels, you know. I'm glad you're editing this for play later.
Let's do another one from the record.
Good idea.
Let's see, which one would you like to hear from the record?
Why don't you do that Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
You got it. This is new spanker music here on After Hours. 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, Mr. Lee with After Hours, and I'm here in the studio with the Asylum Street Spankers. Talk a little bit about the asylum on Asylum Street. Does anybody have personal experience?
That's a pretty personal question, don't you think?
Yes, I do. Anybody want to get personal and talk a little bit about that?
Well, we had this random band name app on our iPhone, and it just came up.
But no, I don't think anybody spent a lot of time in the White Room.
Before we get to another live tune, talk a little bit about Little Sidekicks, Christina.
I'm a crafty kind of person, and I make stuff. I make stuff for kids and babies, toys and hats.
Whammo is choking on his water.
Well, just the Beastie Boys song came away. Yeah. She's crafty. She gets around. She's crafty.
So, yeah, I have a little online, you know, store where I sell things. People buy them, and I make them and sell them.
That's awesome promo work you're doing there, babe.
I know. It's great.
And how about you, Whammo? You've got a little side thing going called the Sunday Gravy Show.
I've
on
been
your...
doing your homework.
Yes.
Yeah, I do a house concert series in Austin every Sunday, one Sunday a month. Using a special guest star.
How long has that been going on?
I've only done one.
How
it was
it?
Really good.
Thanks for asking.
It was really great. It was with a band called the Mother Truckers, and I used the two front people from that band, and we had a great show.
So how about another live one?
That sounds like a good idea. We'll do one off the record. This is called Volkswagen Thing. A 1, 2, 3, and 2. I was tooling along down Speedway. I might not think anything. Then I saw a vision of a holy roller. That's when I started to sing. God drives a Volkswagen thing. God drives a Volkswagen thing. And it changes color when it changes his mood. God drives a Volkswagen thing. Now Satan, he drives a Mercedes. It's long and it's black and it's clean. And he slams on the brakes on the entrance ramp. Because he's so doggone mean. He's got a Hummer too. But God drives a Volkswagen thing. God drives a Volkswagen thing. And he never blocks up the passing lane. God drives a Volkswagen thing. Now the Nazis, they built the VW. So evil we still feel the sting. But when Jehovah wants to cruise around without getting recognized, he drives his Volkswagen thing. But God drives a Volkswagen thing. God drives a Volkswagen thing. With Jesus his jack and Vishnu his spare, God drives a Volkswagen thing. Now Elvis, he gave away Cadillacs, which is easy if you are the king. God never bothers with the radio from the backseat. Elvis will sing. God drives a Volkswagen thing, dear Lord. God drives a Volkswagen thing. But it runs a flat 9 in the quarter. God drives a Volkswagen thing. Hear them bells ring.
88.3 WRCT, it's the Asylum Street Spankers, live in the studio. Let's talk a little bit about your label, Spanx-A-Lot Records, because you started out on Watermelon Records. Just talk a little bit about running a record label. Does it go beyond the Spankers? Do you have any other people on your charter?
No, just Spankers and solo Spanker project.
Are there more solo projects to come?
I'm not sure. I want to do another solo record. And Nevada has a solo record, and I'd love for Christina to do a solo record. Matter of fact, maybe we should do 7 solo records, and they'll all fit together like the Kiss solo records do. All the covers will fit together.
Yeah.
And make a poster that goes all the way around
That'd
your
room.
That'd
be so awesome,
it
dude.
It would be. And then we can come do your show individually, one at a time.
That'd be great. That would give me 7 shows. That would be awesome. All right, these guys have to go play a gig tonight. Come in soon to a city near you. It's the Asylum Street Spankers. Lady and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. 88.3
WRCT Pittsburgh.